Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Rescue me or take me in your arms.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for all of you who have been buying the book. Still selling like crazy. Amazon keeps ordering them. Thank you so much for buying the book. I believe if you read the book, it will help you. And I think you're finding that out, and you're telling your friends, and I appreciate that very much. Don't forget, if you buy the hardcover, in the back of the book, there's a big discount for the ebook if you want that too. Chad Moutre is our guest, our good friend. He's chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. You represent big manufacturers and small ones, don't you, Chad?
That's right. We have in pretty much every industry and every state. So
there's some things that you guys have on your radar now. With regard to policy, that I want us to zip through here, a few things that you're really upset about. One of them, the first one, is extending the R&D tax credit. But a lot of people don't realize that this is how many years now in a row that Congress has let this hang on and reproved it retroactively. We all knew they were going to do it. But also what people don't realize is how many small businesses this affects.
Well, we've had this kind of on and on again, off again tax policy with a number of tax extenders, R&D tax credit and Section 179, 199.
Right, the direct expensing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think we're certainly pushing for something to be done in the lame duck session with those extenders. I think in the longer term, I think you know we're pushing for comprehensive tax reform, and I think that
lower corporate tax rates.
Well, not just lower corporate tax rates, but lower rates for pass through entities as well. So we mm-hmm. want to make sure, as I mentioned earlier, 2/3 of manufacturers are pass through, so they're S corps and LLCs and other things.
Right.
And so we don't just want corporate tax reform; we want individual tax reform as
mm-hmm.
well. And
yep.
So I think you know the extenders will be part of that conversation probably next year or two or three years from now, whenever it ends up finally happening. But for right now, we're pushing to have those extenders. Something done with them, not just in 2014, but in 2015 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a major priority.
This is part of the brokenness of Washington. This is what when you hear me complaining about the political class, folks. This is them supposed to do their. This is where they're supposed to do their job. They're not doing their job, and it's leaving all this uncertainty on Main Street on in the economy. It's the job creators. Can't take the steps that they need to take to expand their business, to invest in their business and in the economy and grow and hire people, Chad. This is why the economy is sloughing along at 2%, isn't it?
That's right. We had a briefing on the Hill, I think it was a week or so ago, during Investment Week, where we brought in some manufacturing companies that said, you know, if we were to have these extenders in place, we would be able to invest more. And you know, the reality is that we still, even though investment has been going up recently, and we're going to get new GDP numbers this morning, we still are well below our potential in terms of GDP, and we need to be doing more to grow this economy, not less. And you know, here it is November, almost the end of November. We still don't know whether we're going to have these tax extenders in place by the end of the year.
Yeah.
We're hoping that we will. But
think about the jobs. See, here's the thing, folks. If some of these tax extenders, which businesses count on. But if they what people don't realize is the transaction is impacted by the tax extended by the tax impact, the tax credit or whatever it is. And so they have it's a different transaction, it's different negotiations with it or without it. And so because these things have been pushed along so far, if these extenders had been approved in January or been made permanent, Chad.
Yeah.
Then people would have made the investment in April. There'd be people working right now managing those machines that they invested in.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And they'd be paying taxes, and they'd be spending money and growing the economy.
You know, the sad thing is that the extenders actually have bipartisan support. So
yeah.
You know, it's a sign that even
where are they stuck? Is it Reid? Is it Harry Reid?
Well, I think that there is a difference. It gets caught up in this conversation about tax reform.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do about tax reform? And I think that's part of what the challenge is. I'm confident at the end of the day we're going to do something because it does have bipartisan support. It's
right.
One of the few issues where you
right.
can say that.
I got caught up
in politics and just I think the overall conversation about tax reform.
I've got less than a minute left. What's NAM's opinion of the president's executive order last week?
Well, you know, the National Association of Manufacturers supports immigration reform. We probably would not have done it through an executive order. We would have preferred that it actually had legislation, and we're hopeful that
the way the Constitution requires.
We're hopeful that eventually we'll actually have legislative immigration reform. That's where we stand, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly immigration is one of those issues, again, where we're partnering up with the labor unions on this issue in
mm-hmm.
terms of kind of strange bedfellows kind of
it's
issue.
It's not good for small businesses because, see, we're out here in the Wild Wild West out on Main Street with regard to immigration. Many small businesses don't have the sophistication to get themselves into all kinds of trouble.
Well, hopefully, eventually, we'll have immigration reform passed the Congress.
Legislation. You mean the way the Constitution requires, right, Chad?
That is correct.
I'm so good at sarcasm. It's so much fun, too, isn't it? Hey, Chad, I need your website again one more time, please.
It's www.nam.org.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Come back real soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.